Do you know anyone that just seems to be naturally gifted at some of the things that they do?
Maybe they just started some new hobby, some new sport, or an instrument, or a dance, or just something that other people have to put so much time and effort into. And this person just picks it up like it is absolutely nothing. And they don't even recognize that it's anything special or that it's easier for them than other people. And they certainly would not be able to explain how they do it. You might be talking about somebody with a second line in their human design.
True. Welcome to the Lifestyle, Relationship, and Career Human Design podcast, where we use human design to help you be on purpose so you can fulfill your potential in all areas of life. I'm Vanessa Naja, and I am so excited to share this incredible system with you. It's always a good idea to have your human design chart when listening. You can get yours for free at vanessanaja.com/free chart.
Welcome to episode 31, where we'll be talking about the second line in the human design profile. Now remember that profile is one of the big top three in your human design. Number one is your strategy, your type and your strategy, which go hand in hand. Number two is your authority, your decision-making style. And number three is your profile, which is the role that you're playing in life and tells you a lot about how you fulfill your purpose. If you want to know more about where all these numbers come from, and you probably will if you have a first line in your profile, make sure to listen to episode 28, where I go into the details of where this information comes from. Now let's dive into the second line. In traditional human design, the second line is known as the hermit. And in BG5, the business application of human design, we call the second line the natural. People with a second line in their profile tend to have natural talents for certain things. They just have a knack, an effortless ease at doing something that may come a lot harder to other people. The second line profile, however, doesn't recognize that this is anything special. They can't really see their own gifts and talents. And these talents actually get called out by other people. They're effortless. They just naturally do it. They have no idea how they do it. And if somebody asks them, how do you do that? They would not be able to explain it. And therefore, they really don't like to be asked that question. It can actually make them insecure because they can't explain how they do what they do. They just don't know how they do it. They are just naturally talented at it. Other people definitely notice this talent and they call this out of them. And if you have a second line, you can really pay attention to the things that people point out that you're really good at. Because again, you might not be aware of this. You might think it's nothing special. You may think everybody else is good at this too, and it is not true. You actually have certain very specific gifts and talents, and these are things that you are meant to develop and share with others. So pay close attention. What do people tell you you are good at that you actually really love? You're meant to share these gifts with others. Now, second lines, as the traditional name indicates, can be hermits. They like to be in their own space, doing their own thing, uninterrupted. They can be very self-contained, and it can be uncomfortable for them when other people come into their space and their aura and want things from them and want them to explain things. It is important that they get plenty of alone time, because if they don't, they can totally burn out. And it also really inhibits their creativity and their natural talents from flourishing. So second lines need alone time. And if you are in relationship or partnership with a second line, it is not personal at all. We all need alone time to a certain extent. Second lines may need a little bit more, and it's important that they get that. Second lines can also be very democratic. They like harmony, they like peace. They don't necessarily like to take sides. And they can often see the different sides of any kind of argument, and they like to maintain that harmony. The second line does need to wait for a specific call to call them out. They are waiting for that call, somebody to draw their talents out of them. And it's important, using strategy and authority, know which calls are the correct calls is really important, because you don't want to answer just any call. People will call you out to share your gifts and talents with the world. And when you answer the right call, there's actually potential for abundance and monetary gain from sharing these gifts that you are naturally talented at and that you really love as well.
So you do want to be aware of what are the people recognizing you for? What are they calling out you? Is this something that you really love and that you want to potentially share with others? Now, the other thing with a second line, especially in business and in entrepreneurship, is that an important part of getting your work out into the world is your messaging. And this can be a pain point for second lines. They do not know how they do what they do. And so it's really hard for them to explain it. And, you know, you talk to or listen to marketing gurus and people that try to help you with your marketing, and they ask, well, what is it that you do? What are the results you deliver? How do you do it? And as a second line, you may have no idea how you do that. So in this instance, it can be really helpful to have a trusted advisor, a friend, a consultant, a coach, whatever it is, to help you, to help draw that out of you, to help you see and put into words and into messages what your gifts are and how you share them with the world. Again, second lines really like to be absorbed in their own process. They do need to spend time alone. However, they want to be careful about not hiding out from the world. They do need to, when the time is right, when they get the right call, it is important they go out into the world and share their gifts. They can feel inadequate sometimes. They can feel a little bit nervous about being called out again because they don't know how they do what they do. And then they're worried that they're not going to be able to meet expectations. They don't particularly like expectations. And they also often don't like to study. Because they're naturally gifted, they're naturally good at what they do. Usually this doesn't necessarily require a lot of study. Unlike the first line, who loves to study, research, and investigate, the second line may feel that way about certain subjects, but usually just one at a time, and it's not their favorite thing to do. They are effortless at their talents. So that is it about the second line, the hermit, the natural, these amazing, talented beings. If you have a second line in your profile, I would love to hear about it. Please comment below and tell me all about it. And if you love a second line, remember, make sure to give them their alone time, their space, bring out what they're naturally talented at. And yeah, if you would like to know more about your personal profile, the best way to do that is through a reading. So if that feels aligned, I invite you to do that. Also, remember that these lines, you're going to have two lines in your profile, and that's a significant aspect of who you are. However, each one of your 26 planetary placements does have a line associated with it. So even if you don't have a second line in your profile, it's quite possible that you have one somewhere else and that you're going to be naturally talented and gifted at whatever that particular placement is. So for example, if you have a placement in gate 56, which is about storytelling, and you have a second line on that gate, you probably are naturally talented at telling stories. You have to put a lot of effort into it. People find your stories fascinating. They may tell you you're so good at storytelling. And this could happen on any of your planetary placements. And depending on where that placement is, you're probably naturally talented at it. That's it for today. And I look forward to seeing you next week for the third line.
If you want to dive deeper, I invite you to get a free human design mini reading report at vanessanaja.com/free-mini-reading or book a human design reading with me. Links are in the show notes. That's it for today's episode. I know your time is important, and I'm so grateful you chose to spend it with me. It would mean the world to me if you engage with the episode by liking, subscribing, commenting, and letting me know any questions you have or what else you'd like to learn about. And the absolute best compliment is if you share with someone you think will benefit. It really helps me spread the message. Love and blessings to you.